Welcome to Tarati Mecha Nachiomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esti Kimchi, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Kaf, Chapter 20, a recap of what we learnt yesterday in Perek Yutes 19. A second lottery had been drawn for the rest of the six tribes. The tribes of Shimon, Zevulun, Yisachar, Asher, Naphtali, and Dan had received their nachalos in Eretz Yisrael. And now the division of all of the inheritance of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael was complete. So in Perek Kaf, our Perek today, Klal Yisrael is going to be commanded to set up Ari Miklat. These are cities of refuge for a person who killed another by accident, has the opportunity to run to a city of refuge, which serves as a sort of a home base, a secure place to protect him from family members of the murdered who may want to kill him. The six cities of refuge are listed. Three are in Eretz Yisrael and three are Me'eva HaYarden, on the other side of the Yarden. Pasuk Aleph, V'yedaber Hashem al Yehoshua Lemar, and Hashem spoke to Yehoshua saying, Rashi on the Gemara in Makkos, Daf Yud Aleph tells us that this is the only time in the entire Sefer Yehoshua we see the word V'yedaber to Yehoshua. We do have the word Vayomer, but it's not the same as the word V'yedaber. And the Gemara says this is supposed to link us back to the Pasukim, that these next few Pasukim are to be based on the Pesukim in the Torah in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Hei. V'yedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar. And Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, what did he say there? Daber al B'nei Yisrael, speak to B'nei Yisrael, amarte aleihem, and you should say to them, ki atem overim es ha-yardin arta Kana'an, that when you cross over the Yardin into the land of Kana'an, v'ha-krisem lachem arim ari miklat tiyena lachem, you shall provide yourself there with cities of refuge. V'nas shama rotzeach, will be a place for a murderer, someone who Maka Nefesh Bishgaga has killed by accident for them to run to. V'hayu lachem ha'arim lemiklat, and these cities shall serve as a refuge, migoel, from the avenger, v'lo yamus harotzeach, and the person who murdered will not be killed, ad amdo lifnei ha'ed al ha'mishpat, until he had an opportunity to stand trial in front of the assembly. V'ha'ar mashet titnu sheish arim miklat tiyana lachem, you should designate six arim miklat for yourself. Es shlosha arim titnu be'evar ha'yardin, me'evar la'yardin, six of them will be on one side of the yardin, ve'es shlosha arim titnu be'eretz Kana'an. The other three will be in the land of Kana'an itself, ari miklat tiyena, these are to be the ari miklat. And these are the pasukim that are in the Torah and are now going to be enacted. Yehoshua is going to bring these pasukim to life. So we now have Yehoshua being commanded to carry out this mitzvah that had been given to Moshe. And in Pasuk Beis, Daber al B'nei Yisrael, speak to B'nei Yisrael, Lemar, saying, Tenu lachem es arei hamiklat asher dibarti aleichem biyad Moshe. It's go ahead, it's time to assign these cities of refuge that we had been told about by Moshe. Pasuk Gimel, and we're going to again describe what the purpose of these arei miklat are. Lanus shama rotzeach, maka nefesh bishkaga, bivli da'as, vayulacham lemiklat migal hadam. It's a place for somebody who unintentionally murdered to be able to run there, that he should be safe from the gal hadam, those who want to avenge his blood. We have Pasuk Dalet is going to start describing in a little bit more detail exactly what happens at the arei miklat. So Vanas el Achaso Meharim, he flees to one of these cities. For Amad Pesach Sha'ar Ha'ir, he's going to stand at the entrance of the city. V'daber ba'ozne zikne ha'ir, he speaks and tells the elders of the city, Estevara, of what's happened. V'osfo so ha'iran, they bring him and gather him into the city. Aleihem to them, v'nosnu l'makom, and they give him a place to live. V'yashav imam, and he dwells there with them. They have to take full care of him. He remains there safe, and the Gal Hadam who's pursuing him can't lay his hands on him while he's in the Ari Miklat, as Pasuk He tells us. And when the Goel Hadam runs after him, they don't deliver this man who's murdered into his hands, because he had done this murder without intending. He never intended to. He didn't hate the person he killed, not today and not the day beforehand. And Pasuk Vav there tells us he stays there until he's either brought to trial in his own city or until the Kohen Gadol dies. V'yashav ba'ir hahi ad amdo lifnei ha'ed al ha'mishpat. Ad mos ha-kohen ha-gadol asher yeh bayamim ha-heim, az yashuv ha-rotzeach, and then they return the murderer over el Iro, he comes back to his city, v'al beso, his house, al-e'ir asher nas misham, to the place that he'd fled from. So it's after he's either been brought for justice, and we understand exactly what is going to happen with him, whether he has to return back to the Ari Miklat, or he's completely, this was a wrong, misplaced judgment, and therefore he'll be free to go home. Or unfortunately, if he's found out that he's an actual murderer, this wasn't done unintentionally, but it was an intentional murder, but he or he remains in the Ari Mikkan until the Kohen Gadol dies. Then the Pasuk Zion lists the actual three cities of refuge. Vayakdishu es Kedesh Bagilal. One of them is Kedesh in Gilal, in the Galil, sorry, Bahar Naphtali, which were in Hare Naphtali. Ve'es Shechem Bahar Ephraim, Shechem in the mountains of Ephraim. Ve'es Kiryas Arba, hi Hebron. Kiryas Arba, which we know is Hebron, Bahar Yehuda, in the area of Yehuda. So those were the three listed within Eretz Yisrael itself. Kedesh in the north, Shechem in the center of the country, and Kiryas Arba Hebron towards the south. And Pasuk Ches tells us, Ome'ever le'Yardin, Yericho, Mizracha, and on the eastern border of the Yardin, the other side, Nasnu es Betzer Bamidbar, they set up Betzer in the desert area, Bamishar, Mimate Reuven, which was sort of in the plateau land which belongs to Reuven, Ves Ramos Gilad, and Ramos Gilad, Mimate Gad, which was part of the territory of God, Ves Golan Babashan, and Golan Babashan, which was Mimate Manasseh, which belonged to the portion of Manasseh, which was the further northmost part of Ever HaYardin. Now, the truth is, in Sefer Devarim, Perek Dalet, Moshe Rabbeinu had already told Bnei Israel exactly where these cities would be, Me'ever HaYardin. We've heard there, Es Betzer Bamidbar Be'eretz HaMishal LaRu'uveini, Ve'es Ramos Bagila LaGadi, Ve'es Golan Babashan LaManashi. And in Sefer Devarim, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Aleph to Gimel, we actually have these described in a little bit more detail by Moshe to Bnei Israel. Moshe says, Shalosh arim tavdilach besoch artecha Hashem Elokecha nosein lecha l'rishta. You should assign three cities in the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you to possess. Tachin lecha haderech. Prepare for yourself a survey. Map out the land. V'shilashta es gavul artecha asher yanchilcha Hashem Elokecha. And you should divide it up into three parts, this entire land that you're going to inherit, so that any manslaughter may have a place to flee to. And Rashi there says on the word, divide your land up into three, that from the beginning of your borders, i.e. the southernmost part of your borders, till the first city, basically, divide up your land into three very equal parts. You should have a part that is equal from the bottom of your land, the southernmost tip, to the first city. That should be completely equal in distance from that most southern city to the middle city, from the middle city to the top city, and then from that top city again to the most northern point of the country. And those are going to be the cities that you apportion there. Again, we're not told by Moshe Rabbeinu exactly where these cities are, but these we know are going to be equal to the three cities, Me'ever HaYardin, on the eastern bank, that we are described of their exact location in the areas of Reuven, Gad, and Manasseh. So the Gemara in Makos describes in a little bit more detail, and it's just beautiful, the language. He says, "Muchavanos, how you kamin shtei shuros shebakeren." You should set it up that it looks like rows in a vineyard. Chevron Bahar Yehuda, Chevron, which is our southernmost ir miklat in Eretz Kanaan, should be equal to Betzer Bamidbar, the southernmost our ir miklat, which is Me'ever LeYarden, Shechem Bahar Ephraim, Shechem, which is our middle one, is equal to Ramos Bagilad, which is Me'ever LeYarden in the area of God, and Kedesh Bahar Naphtali, Kedesh, which was our most northern Ir Miklat, should be equal Keneged Golan Babashan, to the northernmost Ir Miklat, which was Golan Babashan in the territory of Manasseh. Rav Yehuda Landi Zatzal, in his beautiful Sefer on Sefer Yoshua, has done the hard work for us, and he says, if you measure the distances from Nachal Tzin, which is the southernmost border of Eretz Kanaan, you measure it to Hebron, which was the lowest of the Ari Miklat, the southernmost Ir Miklat, it's 82 kilometers. If you then measure from Hebron to Shechem, you get 82 kilometers. Shechem to Kedesh Naphtali is approximately 102 kilometers. And the northernmost border from Kedesh Naphtali all the way to the northernmost border, although there is a dispute exactly what this is, but if we understand, like it says in Yoshua Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vav, that Baal Gad was the most northern area conquered. Ve'ela malchei ha'aretz shehika Yehoshua v'nei Yisrael be'ever ha'yarden yama mi'ba'al gad. So the boundaries that were delineated that Yehoshua had smote all the way up to is the northernmost boundary is Baal Gad, be'bik'as ha'lebanan, and this is in the Bik'ah, the Lebanon Valley. This today would be identified with the city of Baal Bek, which is about 40 kilometers north and slightly east of Beirut. And this would put it 115 kilometers north of Kedesh Naphtali. So we see really, Vishilashtani, really the land was divided up into these three sections. And it truly would have looked like a vineyard with these beautiful shuros, these lines. Pasuk Tes, Eila Hayuari Hamuda Lekulo Bnei Yisrael Velager Hagar Besocham Lanushama, and these were the appointed cities for all of Klal Yisrael and for the stranger that sojourns among them, that anyone Komake Nefesh Bishkaga, anyone who's killed by accident for Lo Yamus Biyad Goel Hadam, he will not be killed by the person who would like to avenge his blood at Amdo Lifnei Ha'ed until he's had a chance to stand in front of the congregation. And that really is the end of the parak. I just want to spend a few minutes together deepening our understanding of what the purpose of the Arei Miklat were. The Yesod B'Sharash Avoda, Sefer Bar-Reb Alexander Ziskin, in the 1700s, he quotes there the Rambam in Morah Nevuchim, talking about the Arei Miklat. And he says that somebody who had already distanced himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through an Avera loses a special Hashgacha practice. And therefore he opens himself up to potential sin, and that possibly could cause your regular person to now become a rotziach, an unintentional murderer. He did not intend to murder, but somehow he is held accountable for this because he had opened up himself to this opportunity because of his own spiritual decline. And therefore, he needs to go to the root of the problem and find a way to reconnect himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this was the purpose of the Ir Miklat. It was a gift given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a place where a Jew could totally go and reconnect and reconcile himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Gemara in Makkos even describes when talking about how the Ir Miklat work, your Rebbe had to come with you. A person had to bring their Rebbe to the Ir Miklat with him if he has to go and live there. Meaning we're setting a person up for maximum opportunity to reconcile himself, to do a full teshuvah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we actually see this in the names of the cities that became the Arei Miklat: Shechem, Hebron, and Kedesh. Shechem, the Shem Mishmo, makes an observation that Avram, upon entering Canaan for the first time, went to Shechem. Yaakov, when returning to Canaan, first went to Shechem. Yehoshua, when crossing the Yarden for the first time, leads Bnei Israel to Shechem. And what does Shechem mean, says the Shem Mishmo? The name Shechem means portion or part of. Shechem was a place that a person could become inspired to really become part of and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It also had the potential for tremendous disunity, but Shechem was a place where a person could become really a part and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hebron is very similar. We've discussed Hebron in previous parakim. Hebron represents Chibur, connection. It was a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where it's a place where Avraham Avinu was buried, and Avraham Avinu carried with him the message that a Jew is never fully disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedesh, the same. You hear in it the word Kedusha. Kedusha means completely kadosh, completely where your physical and spiritual coexist. It's like an unbreakable umbilical cord, where a person is attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the source of all life. Again, Tumah is the exact opposite. Tumah is synonymous with death, spiritual contamination, godless exile, detachment. So Kedusha represents connection, holiness. Shechem represents wholeness, unity. Hebron represents chibur, connection. These were the three names of the Arei Miklat within Eretz Yisrael, because that was the objective for a Jew to come there and fully reconcile and connect themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that a Jew had to stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies. What's the imagery again over here? A Kohen Gadol had his life was set up purely in dedication to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a Jew who finds himself in the Ari Miklat needs to learn from the Kohen Gadol how to live a life of pure connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that the six Ari Miklat were also the six of the Ari Levim, the cities of the Levim, and the next Perek Kaf Aleph are going to describe the 42 other cities that the Levim received. But again, it's so meaningful that the Ari Miklat are where the Levim live, because the Levi's whole job was to bring a Jew close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know when Leah Imenu names her son Levi, she has in mind this idea, HaPam Yelave Isishi, now my husband will accompany me. This child creates connection. And in fact, we see this very strongly in Perek Base of Shmos, Vayelech Ish mi Base Levi Vayikach es Bas Levi. When a man from the house of Levi went and took a woman from the house of Levi, and we of course know this is referring to, says the Mefarshim, Amram marrying Yocheved or remarrying Yocheved. Amram, who is the grandson of Levi himself, the man of connection. Yocheved, who's the daughter of Levi, the man of connection. When you put Levi plus Levi together, two connections together, you end up with a Moshe, an Aharon, a Miriam, a Moshe whose entire life is to connect Am Yisrael to Hashem's Torah. Aaron, whose entire life is to connect one Jew to another Jew, Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. And Miriam, who does all of the above for the women. So the Levim's whole destiny was to connect Jew to his creator. Revolba says so beautifully, Ki shevet Levi hem ha'osim es ha'avoda b'beis ha'migdash. The tribe of Levi did the service for us in the Beis ha'migdash. Ve'al yedei ha'avoda ha'kadosh baruch hu. And through the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, Melaves HaKlal Yisrael, he accompanies, he joins a Jew with his creator. He connects the Jewish people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these Ari Miklat were also Ari Levim, because by going there, a person who has murdered unintentionally, who has somehow has opened himself up in other ways to a disconnected relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to be surrounded by maximum opportunity to find his way back home, to find himself connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nesiv HaShalom, quoting the Apta Rav, and I believe also the Arizal has said to have said this, that the six words of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, are like the Ari Miklat. These six words of Shema, which are our statement of Emunah, these words that bring us back home, every individual, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these are like the six Ari Miklat. And I'll end with one last beautiful idea. This is based on the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah. Where is the first time we see a person having to be exiled, sort of sent away from his home, like the Rotziach finds himself exiled from his home and has to go to an Ir Miklat? And the Medrash Rabbah tells us, the Medrash Shmos Rabbah tells us, that this was Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was banished from Gan Eden after the sin. And at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Misa into the world. And David HaMelech, though, in Tehillim Perek Kaf Hei Pasuk Vav, says, Zachor HaMecha Hashem V'chazadecha. We remember your kindness and your mercy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash there says, David HaMelech is referring to the Rachamim and Chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu displayed by sending Adam HaRishon out of Gan Eden and bringing Misa to the world. Because after Adam sinned, he disconnected himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that could never be reconciled in this world. And therefore, it was only going to be through Misa, through death, that a Jew could come fully back home to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it was a Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring Misa into this world, to banish Adam HaRishon from Gan Eden. And in the same way, a Jew is given the opportunity to go to an Ir Miklat. This is a chesed. This is David HaMelech in Perek Kaf Hei of Tehillim, Pasuk Ches, Tov V'yashar Hashem. Good and upright are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kein Yorech HaTam Baderech, because you gave a way for these sinners to go back. This is a reference to the Ir Miklat. A person who has become disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds himself somehow led to live in an Ir Miklat, but it's a place that's surrounded by so many opportunities and people who can bring him up back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for learning this parak together with me. Sefer Yehoshua is dedicated by Nina and Chaim Schenker, Mimi Rad, dear grandmothers Miriam Schenker, Rachel Freeman, Teresa Schreiber, and Bella Oppenheimer, Aleha Nashalom. Neshot Chayel, who live with the utmost commitment to Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chassadim, despite the physical and spiritual challenges they faced living in the United States, Israel, or Europe. May their example continue to inspire our families and the family of Klal Yisrael. I hope everyone has a wonderful day.